USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. The White House still unsure as the prospect of President Biden invoking the 14th Amendment as a workaround to avoid a default if there's no deal on the debt ceiling, according to Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre, who offered more about Monday's meeting between President Biden and House Speaker Kevin McCarthy.
They both reiterated that default is off the table and only way forward is in good faith and toward a bipartisan budget agreement.
Democrats are still pressing the case against the Republicans' proposed slashes to U.S. spending, calling them unacceptable. Wall Street closed lower Tuesday. Dow lost a little over 200 points. The South Carolina Senate is passing a bill banning women in the state from getting abortions after 6 weeks of pregnancy. The legislation will head to the desk of Governor Henry McMaster, who has said he will sign it. A big announcement expected from Florida Governor Ron DeSantis Wednesday, and he'll partner with Twitter.
DeSantis won't be taking to the stage when he formally announces his candidacy. Instead, he'll be in your Twitter feed.
We'll be interviewing Ron DeSantis, and he has quite an announcement to make.
Twitter owner Elon Musk will be joining DeSantis, acting as the host for the evening.
And it'll be the first time that something like this is happening on social media, and with real-time questions and answers, not scripted.
In the past, Musk has said he supports DeSantis over former President Trump for the GOP nomination.
Correspondent John Schaefer. The TSA says it's ready for the summer travel season, which kicks off this Memorial Day weekend. Lisa Farb, seeing what the TSA says, the agency expects to screen roughly 10 million travelers this weekend.
We're going to probably screen about 2.6 million passengers per day, especially Friday. Friday will be the big crunch day.
Elsewhere, a powerful typhoon barreling toward Guam. It should strike tonight. This is USA News.
Texting enrolls you in recurring automated marketing text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Leaving for the gym so early?
I'm ready to go.
Since you started taking Nugenix Total T, you've been acting like when we met in our 20s.
I feel like myself again. Lower testosterone after turning 40 slowed me down. Nugenix Total T has been a game changer for me.
What is it about Nugenix Total T that's different?
Well, it's a patented key ingredient called Testofen. It boosts free and total testosterone to help you get back the drive and energy from your youth. It's backed by 5 clinical studies.
I've seen the huge difference it's made for you in the gym, at work, and in the bedroom.
I'm so glad I sent them a text for my complimentary bottle. Text PRIDE to 321321 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T. Nugenix is the number one selling testosterone boosting brand at GNC and Walmart. Do it now, and we'll also send you a bottle of Nugenix Thermo X, our newest, most powerful fat burner ever. Absolutely free. Text PRIDE to 321321. That's PRIDE to 321321.
Former President Trump says exceptions are very important when it comes to abortion prohibitions. During an interview on the podcast, John Solomon reports, Trump said he supports exceptions to abortion bans for instances of rape, incest, and to protect the life of the mother. He said, pushing for bans with no exceptions can make it difficult for conservatives to win elections. Trump has faced criticism from pro-life groups as he's dodged questions over whether he supports a national ban on abortion.
Contract! When I say shut
writers
it,
continue getting support as they strike around the country, including New York City. Hundreds of people gathered outside NBC studios in Manhattan Tuesday, with actor Buddy Phillips showing her support.
And I know too many writers right now who cannot pay their rent or buy groceries. It is a myth that writers are a part of some Hollywood elite society.
Writers fighting for better wages, residuals, job security, and protections from AI. On that note, a San Francisco tech startup is using AI to help homeowners detect wildfires moments after they start. The 23-year-old founder of Torch Sensors says an app would send an alert to your phone if a fire is spotted. Torch Sensors is scheduled to roll out to the public in the fall at about $300. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
With no fees or minimums and no overdraft fees, banking with Capital One is the easiest decision in the history of decisions.
Even easier than choosing Slash to be in your band.
Next up for lead guitar. You're in.
Cool. Yep, even easier than that. With no fees or minimums and no overdraft fees, is it even a decision? That's banking reimagined. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com/bank for details. Capital One N.A. member FDIC.